Tanya for the 28th of Menachem Av, Chof Ches Menachem Av, is at the beginning of Simon Tes of Igeres HaKedesh. The ninth letter. Also a letter on Tzedakah. Ahuvai Achai Vezei, my beloved brothers and friends, Ashekanafshi, whom I love like myself, Bosi Kemazki Umeiri Yishenim B'Tardemas Hevle Havolim, I come as a reminder and as one who wakens those who sleep, the sleep of vanity, and also to open the eyes of those who are blind. Yabitu Lizes, look and see. Liyes ko yishon v'cheftem u'magmosom, v'chol beyin chayi rucham, v'mekei mayim chayim, chayi hachayim, ko yimei chayim, so that their striving and their longing and their aiming for all of which is in their life, that it should be a true life, from the life of all life, min nefesh v'ad basar, in physical things as well as spiritual things. Dehainu kol mila di alma v'iske parnasa, which means that all of their worldly affairs and all of their business affairs le'yihye ki'ilu da'avdin le'garmayu, should not be as if they're doing it for their own sake, v'lo'yihye beis Yisrael ke'umei sa'elam, de'zonin u'mefarnesin u'meikrin l'nishayu u'benayu me'ava. They shouldn't be like other nations, like the non-Jews, who feed and provide and honor their wives and children out of love. Because a Jew is different. As it says, who is like your people, Israel, goy echad ba'aretz. A Jew has to be a goy echad. Dehainu, shegam b'inyanei aretz, even in earthly things, goy echad ba'aretz, lo yafridu, or lo yipardu, me echad ha'emes chas v'sholim, the Jew does not separate himself from the true oneness, even in his earthly affairs, lehayid edus sheker chas v'sholem, in that, and does not bring false testimony, doesn't bear false witness. Bekrishma erev ubeker beinayim segudes, when he says twice a day, morning and night, in the Shema, with his eyes closed, he says Hashem echad, meaning that God is one, bedalad ruches, in the four sides, four directions, u'b'shamayim imal u'b'aretz mitochas, and in heaven above and on earth below. That's what he says when his eyes are closed. U'b'tkeach einei ha'ivrim, and when these people open their eyes, these blind people, hisif einecha b'ivenenechas v'sholom, you glance at their concentration and at their commitment to the oneness of God, and it's not there. And that shouldn't be. Ach bezeis yos lanu. Only this is what is appropriate for us. Lihyeis kol eskenu b'mila d'alma leila garmayu. That all of our involvement and all of our dealings in the physical and the worldly things should not be for their own sake, as an end in itself. Ki yim lahachayeis nafsheis chelkei alikus. But rather to give life to the godly soul, ulemalis machzeveihem, bechesed chinam, and to provide and satisfy or fulfill their lack, what they're lacking, with a total kindness. Shebozeh onu medamim hatzura liyetzra, and in that way we are comparing or making similar the form to its former, the creator, the creation to its creator, which is Hashem Echad, Asher Chesed Keil Kol Hayim, is God's kindness, constant kindness, that he gives to us, Chesed Shel Emes, a true kindness, L'hachayei So'olam U'melei B'chol Rega V'rega, to give life to the world every second. So it's not that a person should be more devoted to his family and to his children and to his friends and to his affairs as an end in itself. Rather, his whole goal should be to inspire and to uplift the godly soul through the kindness that he does, and that applies to every Jew. Only according to Torah, the first souls that he has to take care of are the souls of his wife and his children. And in the Luach HaTikun he adds that chutz mitzadikim shebedeil, the one exception is that the tzaddikim of the generation come first, hein kaidnin lubonov, they should be taken care of and provided for even before one provides for his own family. The tzaddikim shebedeil tisrael kaidnin lutzaddikim shebechutz laretz. And the tzaddikim of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael, should be taken care of and provided for before the tzaddikim outside of Eretz Yisrael. Levad mizei shlo hinichu kameisam b'chutz l'aretz v'dal. Beside the fact that the tzaddikim who left for Eretz Yisrael are greater than any of the tzaddikim who remained outside of Eretz Yisrael. So certainly they must be provided for before all else. In the Hayyim Yayim, for the 28th of Av, the Rebbe writes that Darki HaRefuah B'Cheli HaGuf B'Chlal Shnayim Hayim, that in general, the healing of the body comes in two ways. Number one, V'Rapis HaSo'ever V'Hakeyach HaMekulko Choyla v'cholush, one is to heal through medication and so on the limb or the power that has become faulty or weakened or diseased. And number two, v'chazik es ha'ivarim v'hakech es habriyim. The other approach to healing is to strengthen those limbs, the rest of the body, and those faculties that are healthy. Asher heim yizgabru al ha'eva v'keach ha'chele v'fosei. And they, the healthy limbs, will overcome the unhealthy limb and heal its illness. Hadugma mizeh b'cheli ha'nefesh. The analogy, the parallel in the illness of the soul is that heim shnei darkei ha'aveda, is that there are two ways in which we serve God. There is tshuva and there is ma'isim tovim. First there's the tshuva to fix the past, and then the ma'isim tovim to strengthen the good so that it fixes what needs to be fixed.